Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week on Radio Gallery, I welcome longtime friend and ceramic artist Karen Kramer, who recently celebrated the opening of Duluth Pottery and Tile in her new Lincoln Park location. She is showing her work at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe alongside colleague and tile maker Pat Joyelle. Today, we revisit my conversation with Karen Kramer of Duluth Pottery and Tile.
I am Karen Kramer. I'm a Maiolica ceramicist, or in other words, I make pottery with really painted stuff on it.
What is it that really informs the painting and your pieces?
The work is made with a technique called Maiolica, and it allows me to have a lot of bright color. Mostly, my inspiration comes from, I like to cook, I like to garden. So from the garden and from things I see around me, that ends up on the pottery. And I kind of use some traditional and some of my own made up kind of design elements and ways of putting the images on it that kind of go back in the history of Maiolica, but just with my carrots and tomatoes and stuff for my garden.
And that's what I think when I think of your work is how food inspires dishes. So it's not just utilitarian. It feeds the soul and kind of feels like it completes that cycle. Do you have themes that have persisted in your work that you feel like, I'll never shake this? I love it so much.
Oh, definitely. I like doing the bees because we have to be good to the bees. And they're really fun and geometric to paint. And all the vegetables. I like that. It kind of is seasonal. It's like what's going on that part of the year is what I end up painting because I'm thinking about it a lot or seeing it in my garden. So there's not really any real favorites. Just sort of, what is it today?
What is the feedback that you get, especially for people that maybe don't know you and just come upon your work?
Well, they kind of say that, oh, this is really bright and exciting and colorful. And they're surprised by it because in our part of the world, brown pottery is very much what everybody thinks pottery is. So it's kind of surprising to them that it's so bright and crazy. And the folks that do like it and get it and use it are really love that color to have on their table and celebrate stuff with.
Tell us about your studio space. You have a new one.
Recently purchased a building in the Lincoln Park Crafts District, February, and bigger space, and it's all mine.
People are familiar with your work. Where would people have seen your work?
Well, if you drink coffee at the Duluth Grill, those are my cups. And Lake Avenue Cafe, Amazing Grace. I have work at Lizards. And things up and down the shore and other galleries. And MySpace. When you come in there, you can always buy stuff for me.
And you do art fairs and festivals, including studio tours.
I used to do a lot more art fairs. I'm doing less now. But I am really fortunate because I get to be in one of the premier art tours in the country, the St. Croix River Valley Pottery Tour in the spring. And I just did one that kind of went up the shore called the Cooter and Tonder Studio Tour. It used to be Crossing Borders. I have another one I do down in near Madison.
You really have an amazing new venue and spot. Mm-hmm. Not only is the place been rehabbed, you have worked so hard on the space itself, but outside, it's so delightful and bright. It really mirrors your work as well. How different is the space now than when you got it?
You will not recognize it if you were ever in there.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You can see the ceramic works of Karen Kramer and Pat Joyelle of Duluth Pottery and Tile at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in downtown Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.